I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. I first met writer Erica Raskin when I ran one of her essays on WMRA. I re-met her when we were put on the same panel at the Virginia Festival of the Book. Close tells the story of a well-educated, loving single mother and her three daughters who end up on a TV psychology show. This plot twist of the TV psychologist, where did that come from?
From my many hours of watching television.
There is fiction in the space between you and everybody.
I am the daughter of writers. My mom wrote fiction, and my dad wrote political things, true things. So ever since I was little, I've just been writing, because that's just what we did. I had a very interesting childhood.
Yeah.
Because my dad, Marcus Raskin, was one of the leaders of the anti-war movement, and he was on trial with Dr. Spock, so he was part of the Boston Five. So it was an incredibly interesting childhood because there was so many interesting people in and out. And our house was sort of the hub for people coming in and would stay there when there'd be anti-war demonstrations and civil rights stuff. And so it was cool. That was just how we grew up.
And where did your mother fit in all this?
Her story was interesting in that she was very big in the women's movement. And I just remember a very funny, I can't remember if it was an article about her or something that she said, but she was talking about how, you know, the husbands and wives would go to the anti-war demonstrations together, and then the wives would be watching their watches because they'd have to get home to relieve the babysitters. So she had a very different take on how things were. The labor was shared.
Education?
I was kind of one of those school shoppers. I went to many schools, including one that my dad started called a free school, the Forum Free School, which he started for a friend's son who got bounced from like three or four private schools. And he just started the school for kids in the neighborhood and friends from the anti-war movement. Kids, and then like these wild people were our teachers, physicists, big name physicists, and it was interesting. It was in this old funky row house in D.C. and
so you had a kind of a non-traditional family life,
yes.
How would you describe
it? Well, see, my mom would say it was very traditional in that she had to run home and take care of the kids. But it was also non-traditional in that it was different. It was we knew about things. We knew about the Vietnam War. We knew about unfairness down the street. I mean, we were taught things like that.
Did you have a sense that you were different?
I don't think I thought that, no. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I was trained to do, which was my dad used to always say, we'd be someplace and he'd say, okay, what's that person's story? And then we would be making up backstories for, your average person crossing the street. And so that was how I became a writer, I think, because, we always were coming up with interesting plots for people who had no idea.
Where'd you go to college?
I started at University of Wisconsin, but it was too cold, and I transferred to Barnard in New York.
Okay. Tell me about Erica in college.
Erica in college originally wanted to major in psychology and then found out, A, you had to do statistics, and B, you had to touch rats in the lab. So I had a identity crisis, ended up majoring in history. Mostly because it was writing a paper instead of a big exam at the end. But throughout, I was writing. I don't know why it didn't occur to me that I could write.
Right.
But I didn't. It didn't.
Erica Raskin worked as a caseworker and a congressional assistant before, as she puts it, she and her husband had many children and eventually moved to Charlottesville. All this time, Erica says, she was writing. Why? I asked.
I have to. And I mean, I love words. I love playing with words. I love hearing them. I love reading. I love to write. I love to read.
Mm-hmm. Why fiction? Why storytelling?
Well, because you can choose what happens, which I like to do. And I like figuring out why people do things. I mean, I feel like if you get to know a character, it will make sense why they respond in a certain way or what makes them tick. And that's, I mean, if you're doing that in a nonfiction setting, you'd probably just be sued or something. But this, you know, you just try to make it make sense. And I think people do make sense in a lot of ways, and people act consistently. You just have to find out why they do. I love studying people and how people end up in whatever spot they're in at that moment. It fascinates me. So for instance, in Close, how does that family, who I think a lot of people would maybe want to be friends with because they're nice people, how do they end up on TV sort of exposing themselves to the world? And that's what's interesting to me, is how do seemingly normal, nice people end up in situations like that?
It's published?
It's published.
What difference does that make to you?
It makes a huge difference.
Because,
I mean, and this is, I'm sure there are people out there who will just roll their eyes, but it's legitimizing. I don't feel like it was, you know, all the hours that I spent doing it was just kind of a hobby. It feels like it's a real thing.
And why does that matter?
It matters because it's work. I mean, my husband, who is a doctor, he goes to work and he accomplishes things, and he has always supported my writing. But I wanted that too. I wanted to feel like what I was doing was real also.
You think your plot out or let it happen?
I let it happen. I'd like to think it out, but I'm not organized enough.
Okay. At a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. with 10 being the greatest thing that's ever happened in your life and 1 being labor, how does publishing your first novel stack up?
I mean, leaving aside marriage and parenting and all that stuff, 10. Yeah, it's pretty great.
You'll find a picture of writer Erica Raskin, plus a link leading to an excerpt from her first novel, Close, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.